This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ministers continue to answer questions raised on the budget in the meeting of the House of Representatives. World Blood Donor Day is being marked to raise global awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products. Civilians trapped as the last bridge to the city of Severodonetsk destroyed in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Mahendra Rai Yadav informed that the government is discussing with the investment board to set up a chemical fertilizer plant in Nepal to solve the problem of shortage of chemical fertilizer faced by the farmers every year. Replying to questions raised during the discussion on the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development under the Appropriation Bill in 2022-23, in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Yadav said that the coordination with various agencies was not possible while distributing chemical fertilizers to farmers this time around. The government has expressed its commitment to provide fertilizer to farmers by the end of July. Furthermore, the minister added that he has had a discussion with the experts about the farmers' pension program provided in the budget and expressed the commitment of the government to formulate and implement a concrete action plan as soon as possible. Similarly, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudil informed that the government has a plan in the budget to provide one school, one playground and provide employment to the youths. In the meeting of the House of Representatives, ministers are continuing to answer the questions raised by the parliamentarians during the ministerial discussion on Appropriation Bill 2022-23. Salt Trading Corporation Limited has said it has begun importing the chemical fertilizers at a time when there is an intense demand from across the country, including the voices raised in Parliament for a guarantee of chemical fertilizers to the farmers in the wake of monsoon. The corporation is responsible for importing the chemical fertilizer this year and has informed that 17,000 metric tons of DAP have already been imported and being distributed from various depots. Similarly, 22,000 metric tons of urea will also be imported within a week. Department manager at the corporation, Brajesh Jha, informed that 17,000 metric tons of DAP were being distributed from its depots. According to Agriculture Ministry, some 200,000 tons of chemical fertilizers are required for the cultivation done in a season. Federal lawmakers in recent days have flared their voices for the availability of chemical fertilizers. World Blood Donor Day is being marked today to raise global awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products for transfusion. This year, the day is being celebrated with the slogan, "Donating blood is an act of solidarity. Join the effort to save lives." The day aims to raise awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products and to thank voluntary donors for their life-saving gift of blood. Blood and blood components are essential for patients undergoing advanced medical and surgical procedures. Health experts say healthy people aged between 18 to 60 years with a minimum of 45 kilograms weight can donate blood. The vehicular movement disrupted in the Mughlin Narayangarh Road section has resumed two-way. Landslide had disrupted the traffic since last midnight. District Police Office Chitwan has informed that the road has opened two-way traffic since this morning. Similarly, after 4 days' efforts, the Abu Khairindi section of the Prithivi Highway has been opened for two-way traffic. The two-way traffic resumed along the highway from last evening. A track has been opened for the two-way traffic movement. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the most parts of the country, with chances of heavy rain in some places today. The monsoon has its influence in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the local wind and the east-west low-pressure system prevailing in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India have their influence in the rest of the provinces. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, among other provinces due to the impact of this weather system, and partly fair in the rest of the parts of the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places of province number 1 and at some places in Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the hilly region in the remaining provinces. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 19.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.7 degrees Celsius with 54 millimeters of rain. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Former US President Donald Trump has blasted the congressional inquiry into the Capitol riot as a kangaroo court. In a 12-page statement, Mr. Trump said the investigation was designed to distract Americans from disaster of Democratic-led governance. It came after the committee held two public hearings accusing Mr. Trump of an attempted coup to remain in power. The 6th January Select Committee is seeking to show that the ex-president's election fraud claims led directly to an attack on U.S. Capitol. The committee is scheduled to hold more hearings on Wednesday and Thursday later this week. Supporters of Mr. Trump stormed Congress on 6th of January 2021 in a bid to thwart the certification of Joe Biden's election victory. The local governor of the embattled Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk has said all bridges to the city have now been destroyed. Fierce fighting is taking place in the eastern city, where the Ukrainian officials said Russian artillery had driven its force out of the center. For weeks, capturing Severodonetsk has been a top military goal for Russia. Taking Severodonetsk and nearby cities would give Moscow control of the entire Luhansk region, much of which has already been controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Reports suggest that about 70% of the city is now under Russian control. When Russian President Vladimir Putin launched the invasion on 24th of February, he said Russia's goal was to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. Later, another objective was added, ensuring Ukraine's neutral status. In recent weeks, Western countries have committed to sending long-range weapons to Kiev to help Ukraine defend itself. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ministers continue to answer questions raised on the budget in the meeting of the House of Representatives. World Blood Donor Day being marked to raise global awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products. And civilians trapped as the last bridge to the city of Severodonetsk destroyed in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.